The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 7, text number 26, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on April 4th, 2009, in Riga, Latvia.
Nothing like kirtan, huh? It's the sweetest nectar. So tonight we are reading from Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 7, text number 26. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Vedaham Samatitani. Vartamanani Charjuna. Bhavishyani Chabutani. Mangtu Veda Nakashchana. Vedahang Samatitani. Vartamanani Charjuna. Bhavishyani Chabutani. Mangtu Veda Nakashchana. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. O Arjuna, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. I also know all living entities, but me no one knows. Purport. Here, the question of personality and impersonality is clearly stated. If Krishna, the form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, were Maya, material, as the impersonalists consider him to be, then, like the living entity, he would change his body and forget everything about his past life. Anyone with a material body cannot remember his past life, nor can he foretell his future life, nor can he predict the outcome of his present life. Therefore, he cannot know what is happening in past, present, and future. Unless one is liberated from material contamination, he cannot know past, present, and future. Unlike the ordinary human being, Krishna clearly says that he completely knows what happened in the past, what is happening in the present, and what will happen in the future. In the fourth chapter we have seen that Lord Krishna remembers instructing Vivishvan, the sun god, millions of years ago. Krishna knows every living entity because he is situated in every living being's heart as the Supersoul. But despite his presence in every living entity as Supersoul, and his presence as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the less intelligent, even if he is able to realize the impersonal Brahman, cannot realize Sri Krishna as the Supreme Person. Certainly, the transcendental body of Sri Krishna is not perishable. He is just like the sun, and Maya is like a cloud. In the material world, we can see that there is the sun, and that there are clouds and different stars and planets. The clouds may cover all these in the sky temporarily, but this covering is only apparent to our limited vision. The sun, moon, and stars are not actually covered. Similarly, Maya cannot cover the Supreme Lord. By his internal potency, he is not manifest to the less intelligent class of men. As it is stated in the third verse of this chapter, out of millions and millions of men, some try to become perfect in this human form of life. And out of thousands and thousands of such perfected men, hardly one can understand what Lord Krishna is. Even if one is perfected by realization of impersonal Brahman or localized Paramatma, he cannot possibly understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, without being in Krishna consciousness. Mandeha Shri Guru Shri Jata Kamala Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sadutam Prijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakonvitamscha. So you can't hide from Krishna. You cannot hide from Krishna. Cannot hide from Krishna. So you might as well surrender. So you might as well surrender to him. If you can't hide, you might as well surrender. I mean, he's like a criminal, you see. If he can hide from the government, he can continue his criminal activities. But if everything he's doing is being seen by the government, what is the use of continuing the criminal activities? So might as well just surrender. So, since Krishna can see everything, we can't hide anything. He even sees what we're thinking. See, Mahavishnu just learn how to please him. I mean, you know. If you can please Krishna, then you're in a very good position. In English we call it sitting pretty. Sitting pretty. If you can please Krishna, you're really sitting pretty. In other words, you're very, very well situated. So, it's not difficult to please Krishna. You can, Krishna says, Patram pushpam palam poyam, yome bhakta priyachati, tadahang bhakti praharitam, ashnami prayatatmanaha. If you will simply offer me a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. But you have to do it with love and devotion.
Krishna saka, ja tu man vienī vienkārši piedāvā lapu, ziedu, ūdeni vai augli, es to pieņemšu, bet tas ir jāpiedāvā ar mīlestību un pilnu atdošanos.
So all you have to do is keep an altar at your house.
Vienīgais, kas jādara, ir mājās ir jātur altārs.
Offer fresh water once or twice a day to Krishna.
Jūs varat piedāvāt svaigu ūdeni viens vai dienu vai divas reizes dienā.
With love and devotion.
Ar mīlestību un uzticību.
And bring some flowers and put them on your altar for Krishna. And whatever you eat, you make a nice plate and offer to Krishna first before you eat. Simply by centering your home life around your altar, you can please Krishna. And he will notice every single little bhakti thing that you do. He will also notice the nonsense that you do too. So that's why we have to have some nice devotional activities to do. That's why we should fill our 24 hours with nice devotional activities.
Tāpēc mums ir sevi jāpiepild 24 stundas diennaktie, šādu veidu kalpošanu.
Rise early in the morning before the sunrise.
Āk ir celties no rīta, pirms saule uzlākus.
Take your morning bath.
Iet dušā no rīta.
Decorate your body with tilak.
Izdekorēt savu ķermeni ar tilaku.
Sit down in front of your altar and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. On your japa beads. You can sing the Gavastakam prayers also. In this way, you center your life around the holy names and worshipping Krishna on your home altar. But sometimes we think, well, what is this Krishna consciousness anyway? I mean, the material world is so attractive. I can go out and enjoy my senses here in Riga. Why would I want to practice Krishna consciousness? Well, the answer is this. The happiness of Riga, that is called happiness in the mode of passion. You can get some quick, cheap, instant pleasure from your senses. But that pleasure turns to poison.
But ar laiku šie prieki pārvērtīsies par indi.
And you get dragged down into the mode of ignorance. And you get dragged down into the mode of ignorance.
I'm sorry, that translation that goes in Russian, it happens simultaneously. Could you go? So it's man ir grūti tulkot vienlaicīgi skan zum visu laiku krieviski. Ja, man ir grūti. Varbūt mazliet tālāk.
That Russian translation?
Yeah, it goes simultaneously and I can't concentrate on your words.
Right, so how they can do it nicely?
They can do it nicely, just a bit...
They can do it there and that'll be good?
Yeah, it's fine.
So you all are happy over there? Everything's okay? Okay. All right, very good. We want everybody to be happy. All right, very good. Okay, good. The Rusko, everything happy. Okay. Ruski, they call it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so, not Rusko. Okay, so, the point is this. We can get some instant pleasure from gratifying our senses here in the material world. But that pleasure will very quickly turn into poison. Therefore, the best thing is to go after happiness in the mode of goodness. That is Krishna consciousness, you see. In the beginning stage, Krishna consciousness is happiness in the mode of goodness. And in the advanced stage, it's happiness in pure transcendence. So in the neophyte stage, sometimes it appears to be unpleasant to practice Krishna consciousness. When that alarm clock goes off at 4 o'clock in the morning, you just want to knock on the other side of the room, see? Who wants to get up early? You see? So sometimes it's painful to do the austerities. But I can guarantee you this. If you perform that austerity, rising early in the morning, that happiness will quickly, that austerity will quickly turn into the sweetest happiness. And it will get nothing but sweeter and sweeter and sweeter for your whole life. So why go for some cheap, quick, instant pleasure which becomes poison very quickly? When you can taste ever-increasing nectar for your whole life, Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Shishi Radhadamadar ki jai. Therefore, we recommend that all of you, no matter what your age, whether you're an old senior citizen like me, whether you're a youth full of all energy, whether you're a young girl, a young boy, whatever you may be, we encourage all of you to invest your time and your energy in developing your Krishna consciousness. This is the greatest investment of your time that you can ever make. I can absolutely guarantee you this. From the revealed scriptures and from my personal experience, the rewards are unlimited. So you decide what you want. Do you want a miserable life? Or do you want a life of ever-increasing happiness? If you want ever-increasing happiness, then make Krishna the only goal of your life. Prabhupada said, nothing to purchase except for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. It's like if you have $1 million and you go to the market to purchase something. And you go here, you go, you find that no store has Krishna for sale. So you don't buy anything. But then you come to the Hare Krishna Center. And you find that here we are selling Krishna.
Un tad jūs šeit atrodat, ka mēs pārlodam Krishna.
But not for any money.
Ne par kādu naudu.
Here we are selling Krishna for the price of Shraddha, or faith.
Mēs šeit pārlodam Krishna un tā cena ir Shraddha, jeb ticība.
If you are willing to pay with this type of monetary instrument known as faith, then you can purchase
Krishna.
While you are here today, and you can go home with Krishna tonight, and he will remain with you forever as your constant companion. You simply have to be willing to pay the price of faith. Now we are putting our faith in matter. And we are being cheated. We put our faith in the Latvian economy. And we are being cheated. So why put your faith in a place where you will be cheated? Put your faith in Krishna. And Krishna will be yours. Give yourself to Krishna. And Krishna will give himself to you. All you have to do is give your heart to Krishna. Now we're giving our heart to so many things. I may give my heart to a girl, or someone may give their heart to a boy. We may give our heart to a dog or a cat. But we are disappointed. I can guarantee you, if you will give your heart to Krishna, you will never, ever, ever be disappointed. Because Krishna can reciprocate love with you unlimitedly. Without any restriction. To whatever extent you give yourself to Krishna, he will give himself to you. So, as I have sometimes stated before, how much Krishna do you want? You want a little bit of Krishna? A medium amount of Krishna? Or do you want Krishna in full? It's your choice. Ye yatamang prapadyante tang tataiva bhajamyaham. Inasmuch as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly. So, you decide right now how much Krishna you want. You decide whether you want to live in the material world or the spiritual world. At every minute. And act accordingly. That is Krishna consciousness. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Yeah. No, it's this lady in the back, Mataji in the back.
Ja es runāju ar sev tuviem cilvēkiem, kuri nav saistīti ar Krišnas apziņu par Krišnu, tāds, ka viņi tiek satraukti, vai tas ir pareizi, vai arī man vajadzētu vienīgi ar savu darbību, vienīgi aprobežoties ar savu darbību. When I talk to my close relatives, who are not in Krishna consciousness, and when I see that by talking about Krishna, I disturb them. should I continue doing that, or should I show with my own example my devotion to Krishna?
Somehow make Krishna consciousness attractive to them. That's the most important thing.
Svarīgākais, jau kādā veidā pamēģiniet padarīt Krishna sapziņu viņiem pievilcību. Tā ir vissvarīgākā lieta.
If by talking about Krishna they become very critical and blasphemous, then better not to talk about Krishna.
Ja sarunās par Krishna viņi kļūst atvainojoši un zaimojoši, kritiski un zaimojoši, tad labāk nerunāt.
Do your relatives like to eat?
Vai jūs radiniekiem patīk ēst?
What is their favorite food besides meat?
Kas izņemot gaļu viņu mīļākais ēdiens?
Like cake, pie, some kind of...
Patīkā.
You make their favorite pie, and every time you come, you bring that pie.
Katru reizi, kad jūs ierodaties pie viņiem, nesiet līdzi.
And they'll be so happy to see you.
Un viņi būs tik laimīgi jūs redzēt.
Stuff them full of pie every time you go visit them.
Katru reizi, pavarojot viņus, kā saka, zūkai, jā, kā tikai jūs ejat.
Is it?
Pie viņiem.
How many are there in the house that when you go there to visit them? How many people are there?
Four, five.
I'll make two or three pies then so they can just completely stuff themselves with pie. And they'll be in bliss. And every time they see you, they say, oh, you brought the pie again. They'll be so happy to see you. Always bring two or three or four pies when you go to their house, you see. And I guarantee you, their hearts will change by the Pashadam. They'll become, I guarantee you, they'll become, all become Krishna conscious if you stuff them full of pie. You just keep feeding them that Pashadam pie, and their hearts will change. Next question.
Viņš baidās no mājas, bet jūs tad ir mācīgi, ja? Nē. Un kā iegūt bailes no mājas? Srila Prabhupāda said that he is afraid of Maya, but you are not. And question is, how to get this feeling of fear of Maya?
Just consider the reality.
Vienkārši apceriet realitāti.
You can die at any minute.
Jūs varat nomirt ikvienā, jebkuru mirkli.
Honestly observe your thoughts.
Vienkārši paraugieties savās domās.
Are you always Krishna conscious?
Vai jūs vienmēr esat Krishna sapziņā?
So, then use some logic.
Tad lietojiet loģiku.
I'm not always Krishna conscious.
Es neesmu vienmēr Krishna sapziņā.
And I can die at any minute. So if I die when I'm not Krishna conscious, I have to take birth again. Are you scared of taking birth again? Or you wouldn't mind? Tell me.
No, I don't want.
Alright, there's how you become free. You just have to remind yourself that I'm not always Krishna conscious and I can die at any minute. Therefore, I should be really scared about whenever I forget Krishna, I should immediately get scared. Oh no, I'm forgetting Krishna. I have to remember Krishna. You should be very frightened of Maya. Yeah.
Tādā veidā apcerot šo te logiku, ka es nevienmēr esmu Krishna sapziņā, bet nomiet es varu jebkurā brīdī, tad tas man... Tā rezultātā es baidos nebūt Krišņas, es baidos no mājas.
This is called healthy fear.
Tas tiek saukts par veselīgām bailēm.
I will give you an example.
Došu jums piemēru.
There's a soldier on the battlefield.
Ir kāds karējus, kara laukā.
And he's not afraid of the enemy.
Un viņš nebaidās no ienaidniekiem.
He says, I'm not afraid of any enemy.
Es nebaidās no viena ienaidnieka.
He just walks around, you know, smoking some cigarettes and joking and laughing.
Smēķējot un smējoties, viņš tur staigā apkārt.
Shot dead by the enemy, you see.
Un viens šāviens, un viņš ir beidz.
But the soldier is very afraid of the enemy. He's always looking at his enemy somewhere. He's keeping low, you know. When he moves, he crawls along the ground. He's looking always for the enemy. Is there any enemy here? He's very vigilant. His chances of survival are very high on the battlefield, you see. He utilizes his fear of the enemy in a very intelligent way.
Viņš savus bailes no ienaidnieka ļoti saprātīgi izmanto.
To always be on the lookout for the enemy.
Vienmēr viņš raugās, kur ir ienaidnieks.
So, Maya is your enemy.
Maya ir jūs ienaidnieks.
You must always be on the lookout for Maya.
Jums ir vienmēr jāsako, kur ir Maya.
Am I being diverted by Maya, Devi?
Vai es esmu...
Am I being diverted? It means... Diverted means taken off the track.
Vai tikai Maya Devi man nav novirzījis no ceļa?
Am I being diverted by Maya Devi? Is my being taken off the track? You have to be very careful. Krishna says, Yato yato nishchalati manas chanchalamastaram tatastato nayam yaita datnyan vivavisham niyat. From whatever and wherever the mind wanders, and due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one must certainly withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self.
Krishna saka, lai kāds arī nebūtu iemesls, kura dēļ nepastāvīgais un mūžam šaudīgais prāts novirzās, ikviena pienākums ir viņu ņemt un vest atpakaļ.
So, just as that soldier is always afraid of the enemy and looking out for the enemy, you must always be afraid of Maya and looking out for Maya. Other question? Back there.
Can Maya help a devotee also with fans?
Vai Maya var arī palīdzēt bhaktam? Can Maya help a devotee also?
The pure devotee, Maya will serve the pure devotee.
Maya kalpo tīram bhaktam.
But for the neophyte, Maya comes to steal your mind away from Krishna.
Bet neophyte dzīvē, Maya ienāk, lai nozaktu jūsu prātu prom no Krishnas.
The neophyte cannot imitate the pure devotee.
Neophytes nedrīkst imitēt tīru bhaktu.
If he does, he will fall down.
Viņš tā darīs, viņš tā dar, tad viņš kritīs.
Next question.
Why Prabhupada was fearing fire?
Kāpēc Prabhupada baidījās no mājas? Why Prabhupada was afraid of Maya?
Prabhupada is teaching by example.
Prabhupada mācīja savu piemēru.
He has nothing to fear from Maya. He is pure devotee. Maya Devi is serving him. But to teach us by example, he is saying like that. To teach us how our attitude should be. That is called acharya. He's the advanced devotee. He sets example for the neophyte. Questions more?
Cilvēks uzskata, ka Maija vienalga ir Krišnas kalpone, un tātad es varu baudīt, jā, materiālo.
Varu piepildīt visas vēlmes, darīt
materiālās.
Jā,
tātad tas nozīmē, ka es varu darīt, piepildīt visas materiālās vēlmes, jo galu galā es vienalga nonākšu pie Krišnas. If one uses the following logic, if Maija is a servant of Krishna anyway, so it means that I can fulfill all my my desires, but anyway, sooner or later, I will return to Krishna, because Maya is the servant of Krishna.
Later.
Well,
it will be very, very later. How many lifetimes do you want to suffer in this material world? How about 10 million lifetimes? Are you ready to suffer for 10 million lifetimes as a worm in the stool? What is your answer? 10 million lifetimes as a worm in stool? All right, then surrender to Krishna. Don't try to find some way to cheat the process of Krishna consciousness. You may try to cheat Krishna, but Krishna is the supreme cheater. He will out-cheat you. Any other questions? Yeah.
Kas viņus pavirzīja uz šīm domām par Dievu? Vai tā bija Maja? Vai Krishna? When I went on the book distribution, I met many people who were atheists. But then I met some of them after experiencing some very, very fierce calamities, tragedies, or they started to contemplate about God, think about the existence of God. And the question is following. Who forced them or pushed them forward to that level to start thinking about God?
After they got a book?
No.
After a calamity.
So, wasn't it that Maya helped them to reach that understanding that God exists?
No, it is actually the super soul within. Because the Lord is within their heart, actually. And that God consciousness is there in everyone's heart. It's just buried, that's all. So when someone goes through a calamity, they are clearing off some of their previous sinful reactions and purifying their consciousness. Understand, they're burning off some karma by that calamity. So that is purifying their consciousness and enabling them to come closer to the point of Krishna.
Un tādā veidā viņi attiek savu apziņu un padara to tuvāku Krishna.
That's why Kunti Devi was always praying to be in calamities.
Tāpēc Kunti Devi vienmēr lūdzās, lai būtu šādas ciešanas problēmas.
She found that they were very, very good for her Krishna consciousness.
Viņa realizēja to, ka tās ir ļoti labas viņas Krishna apziņai.
Vipadā shantu tad tad pat tad 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 jagan guru. Bhavanam darshanam yat shad apunar bhavadarshanam. She said, "Give Krishna, please give me more and more calamities." Because when these calamities come, I give up all thought of finding any happiness in this material world, and I just take shelter of you, my Lord.
Jo kad šīs grūtības nāk, tad man pazūd jebkāda, tad zūd visi mani centieni atrast jau kādu laimi šajā materiālajā pasaulē, un es pilnībā nododu sevi tev.
In this way, by taking shelter of you, I can see you, and seeing you, I will never see birth and death again.
Un pieņemot patvērumu pie tevis, es redzu vienīgi tevi un neko citu, un es vairāk neredzu dzimšanu un nāvi.
So please, Krishna, bless me with more and more calamities.
Tāpēc lūdzu, Krishna, dod man svētību uz arvien vairāk ciešanām.
They are a great blessing, actually.
Un patiesībā tā ir liela svētība.
We have to learn how to capitalize on calamities.
Mums ir jāmācās, kā iegūt no ciešanām.
That answer your question? Any other question? Maharaji back there.
So I have a question about the choice. So we come to here in this material world by our own choice. And is it our own will or Krishna's will?
Your will.
Yes,
it's your own misuse of your own free will to come to this material world to begin with.
Jautājums ir par to, kā vēlme tā ir, lai nonāk šajā materiālā pasaulē. Krišnas vēlme vai mana vēlme? Un atbildi ir, tā ir jūsu vēlme un nepareiza brīvās grības pielietošana.
When a child runs away from home, it is his will or his parents' will?
Kad bērns aizbēg no mājām prom, tā ir viņa vēlme vai vecāka vēlme?
Parents are attached. They don't want the child to run away from home. The child is misusing their own independence when he runs away from home. So the parents try to get him back. So you have run away from home. Now Krishna is trying to get you back. He's giving you so many reminders. Bhagavad Gita, Srila Prabhupada, Krishna's devotees, spiritual masters. So many ways he's trying to remind you, what are you doing here, my dear daughter? You're not meant to suffer in this material world. You're meant to be back with me, enjoying an eternal life of bliss and knowledge in my association. Give up your wandering in the cycle of birth and death. Please come back to me. Krishna is beckoning you. He is beckoning you. So, you know that beckoning? Calling you, yes. So kindly heed his call. Heed means respond to it.
Yeah.
That is my request for you.
Yeah.
Any other? Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Shishi Radhadamadar ki jai. Any other questions? Yeah.
Ciešanas. No vienas puses lūkšana lūdzās ciešanas, no otras puses mums saka lūdzieties, lai būtu laimīgi. Kā gan mēs varam būt laimīgi, esot nelaimīgi? Ja? Prasot ciešanas. Nevis prasot, esot un saņemot tās ciešanas, tad mēs ciešam. It appears to be a contradiction. On the one hand, there is a prayer with you just mentioned that Kunti Devi prayed for more calamities. On the other hand, we were told that pray and be happy, chant and be happy. So how one can be happy by experiencing calamities.
That art is known by Kunti Devi. Kunti Devi knows how to do them.
Kunti Devi zina kako raditi.
She knows that she'll be, the more she has calamities, the more she becomes happy.
Viņa zina, ka jo vairāk būs grūtību ciešanu, jo vairāk viņa būs laimīga.
She wasn't begging for suffering. She was begging for more happiness.
Viņa nelūdzās pēc ciešanām, viņa lūdzās pēc laimes.
In English language there's a saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Okay, adekvāts tas būtu. Kad anglisāts teiciens, kad centieni kļūst pārāk grūti, tad grūtības sāk iet uz priekšu. Yeah, I understand the meaning, but
it's hard to translate.
Looking for a similar expression in Latvian.
Yeah, that's right. So the point is that Kunti is very intelligently knowing how to increase her happiness.
Tā būtība ir tāda, ka Kunti ļoti saprātīgi zina, kā palielināt savu laimi.
But we are not instructing you to pray like that. That's artificial for you.
Bet mēs nedodam jums norādījumus lūgties tādā veidā, jo jūsu gadījumā tas būtu mākslīgi.
We are teaching you to pray for bhakti, for pure bhakti, that's all.
Mēs lūdzam, mācam jums, lai jūs lūdzaties pīru bhakti.
But when calamities come, even without praying for them, see them as the mercy of Krishna.
Bet tad, kad grūtības nāk, pat nelūdzoties tās, redziet to, kā Krišna žēlastība.
And in this way you will not be disturbed by them.
Un tādā veidā tās jūs nesatrauks.
You can utilize them as a way to increase your Krishna consciousness.
Jūs izmantojiet tās kā līdzekli, lai palielinātu savu Krishna sapziņu.
Just like a few months ago, I was my wife, Vishnupriya Devi Dasi, she was with me in Copenhagen.
Kā piemēram, dažus mēnešus atpakaļ, And
she was leading the Mangal Arti prayers. And she had a brain hemorrhage. In the middle of Mangal Arti, she had a brain hemorrhage. We had to rush her to the hospital. She had to go into intensive care. It was very heavy calamity. And all we could do was depend on Krishna. We were forced to become more and more and more and more and more and more and more dependent on Krishna. By Krishna's grace, she recovered nicely. But she came very, very close to death. So it was a very enlightening experience, actually. Krishna showed me that, you're not the controller.
Krishna parādīja man, ka
I'm the controller.
Ka jūs esat kontrolieri. Es esmu kontrolieri, tas, kurš kontrolē.
And you have to just surrender to my plan.
Un tev vienkārši ir, un jums vienkārši ir jāpakļaujās manam plānam, jānododās.
Krishna forced me to do that. I had a whole preaching schedule for the Baltic states.
Krishna piespied man to darīt. Man bija ieplānota tūre.
I had lectures scheduled in Tallinn. Lectures in Tartu, I had a whole series of lectures. I had to cancel everything. And just stay there in Copenhagen, going to the hospital. And taking care of Vishnupriya
Mataji.
So, we have to be prepared for whatever may come.
Mums ir jābūt gataviem, lai kas arī nenāk.
And see it as Krishna's arrangement to help us become more and more surrendered unto him.
Un jāredz, ka to visu organizējas Krišna, lai palīdzētu mums nodoties viņam.
That will take us to a higher level of happiness.
Un tas mūs pacels uz augstāku laimes līmeni.
If our happiness depends on everything going very nicely in the material world,
ja mūsu laime atkarīgs no tā, ka viss jauki iet materiālajā pasaulē,
it is sure and certain that we will suffer a lot.
Tas ir pilnīgi noteikti, ka mēs ļoti cietīsim.
But if our happiness is based on being surrendered to Krishna, and that's it, nothing else, then nothing can ever disturb your happiness. Any other questions?
Kā Krišna reaģēja uz to, kad mēs savā slūkšanās lūdzamies to, ka, ko mēs neesam izjutuši, un mēs nezinām, kas tas ir tīva bhakti. Ja? How does Krishna respond to the fact that we are praying for something we haven't experienced yet? Pure bhakti?
No. You have experienced pure bhakti.
Nav taisnība. Jūs esat piedzīvojuši tīva bhakti.
You originally were spiritual Krishna in the spiritual world.
Jūs bijāt ar Krišnu sākotnēji garīgajā pasaulē.
Haven't you read Prabhupāda's statement?
Vai esat lasījis, ko Prabhupāda saka par to?
Krishna consciousness is the original natural energy of the living entity.
Krišnas apziņa ir sākotnējā dabiskā dzīvās būtnes enerģija.
You already have pure bhakti.
Jums jau ir tīra bhakti.
It's simply buried between underneath millions of layers of lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy, piled very deep.
Tā ir ierakts starp miljoniem un miljoniem slāņiem, kas sastāv no iekārtas, naida, vaiprāta, ilūzijas, skaudības un sastāvs.
You simply have to revive your original consciousness, that's all.
Jums vienkārši ir jāmodina sākotnējā apziņa.
Do you think that Krishna is trying to impose something artificial upon you?
Es domāju, ka Krishna cenšas jums iedot kaut ko, kas ir mākslīgs.
No. Krishna consciousness is removing all the artificialities that have been imposed upon you by the material nature.
Nē, Krishnas apziņa cenšas attīrīt no jums, aizvākt projām visas tās mākslīgās lietas, ko jums, kurās jūs ierakusi materiālā pasaulē.
Questions, Mike? Yeah.
Mēs esam sākotnējā tīrās dvēseles, bet tik ļoti esam aprakti zem šiem dažādiem līmeņiem materiālās pasaules. Tad varbūt mums pareizāk ir vispirms lūgties, lai mēs pieķeramies skolotāju lotuspēdām un tikai tad sākam lūgties Krishna prēmu. If our original consciousness is so deeply buried under these layers of material nature, so wouldn't it be more proper first to pray that we get attracted to the lotus feet of the spiritual master and only then think about praying for Krishna prema?
Actually, that is very nice.
Patiesībā tas ir ļoti jauki.
Because it's only by the grace of the spiritual master that we can get the mercy of Krishna.
Jo tikai ar garīgā skolotāja žēlastību mēs saņemam
Without Guru's mercy, we are nowhere.
Mēs saņemam Krišna bez Guru žēlstības, mēs neesam nekur.
Therefore, I should always remember and praise my spiritual master.
Tāpēc mums vienmēr ir jāatcerās un jālūdzās Guru skolotājs.
And at least three times daily.
Vismaz trīs reizes dienā.
I must offer my respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of my beloved spiritual master. Yashram prasadan bhagavat prasado Yashram prasadan nagati kutopi Dayam stuvam stasya yasastri sanjam Vande kudoshi charanadavindam. Yes, that's a fact. It's only by the mercy of the spiritual master. Don't try to jump over the head of your guru and go directly to Krishna. There are already enough nonsense monkeys in Vrindavan jumping over the branch on the tree. So don't be a jumping monkey. You be a surrendered servant at the lotus feet of Sri Guru. That is the secret of how to make Krishna your personal property. Guru Dev is your inside connection with Krishna. Krishna has, the spiritual master has a special pass that gets him in to Krishna's abode. And you don't.
But jums nav.
But if you go with the spiritual master, then you can get in. It's stated in the Dham Aparads that in the list of Dham Aparads it mentions that the spiritual master is the revealer of the Dham. One cannot enter into Sri Vrindavan Dham simply by buying a ticket on Finnair.
Cilvēks nevar iet dāmā vienkārši nopirkot biļeti, lidmašīnas biļeti.
And catching a taxi cab from Delhi to Vrindavan.
Un pēc tam tālāk no Delhi līdz Vrindavanai aizbraucot ar taksi.
The only way you can actually enter Vrindavan is by the mercy of the bona fide spiritual master.
Patiesībā vienīgais veids, kā jādā jūs varat iet Vrindavanai, pateicoties skolotāju žēlstībai.
So therefore we always pray to the spiritual master.
Tāpēc mēs vienmēr lūdzamies garīgo skolotāju.
We begin our day singing Gravastakam prayers every day. Because that's how Krishna will accept us. What does Krishna say in the Adi Purana? Ye me bhakta jana parta, na me bhaktashchate danaha. Mad bhaktanam che ye bhaktas, te me bhakta tamamata. He says, Arjuna, the one who is my devotee, he's not my devotee. But the one who is the devotee of my devotee, he is my devotee. So if you want to be devotee of Krishna, you must become the devotee of Krishna's devotee. Otherwise, Krishna will never accept you. So your point is very good. It's right on the mark. Anything else? Yeah.
Kad mēs ejam kopā ar mani. šeit kā pagaidām šeit. Kā to pareizi momentu saprast?
Kā pareizi saprast to momentu, to ieiešanu garīgajā pasaulē, ir garīgais skolotājs, kurš tad ir vecāks, un ja viņš atstāja šo materiālo pasauli un jau ir tur, tad kā pareizi saprast, mēs ir kā ejam kopā, bet viņš jau ir tur, bet es vēl esmu šeit. How to understand properly the following aspect of what you just mentioned. You said that the spiritual master has this special path and a disciple can go along with his spiritual master and enter the holy dhamma.
He can't get in on his own. He can only get in by the mercy of Guru.
Yeah, but as the spiritual master is always older and may leave this material world first, and which means that he is then, when he is leaving this material world, he is there.
Oh no, the spiritual master is always living in the spiritual world. Even when he's here on this planet, he's in the spiritual world.
Nē, garīgais skolotājs vienmēr dzīvo garīgajā pasaulē. Viņš nedzīvo šeit, materiālajā pasaulē.
He's not living in the material world. He's always in the spiritual world. He's actually guru. He's living in the spiritual world at every minute. Any other questions? All right, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Raja Vijaya Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
His great Srimad Sankarsana Dasa Adhikari ki jai.